We're going to be talking about something a little different, but something that is very applicable to today. Because if you look and see what's going on, so much of it doesn't make sense. I mean, why would our leaders be giving large sums of money to General Motors when General Motors is cutting back, is closing down its plants here? It's going to be down to 40,000 workers by the end of this year. It's moving its production to China and to Brazil and to India and to Russia. So why are we giving them $50 billion so that they can work more efficiently in other countries? Chrysler has announced it's going to start building cars now. Well, actually, it's not Chrysler, it's Fiat. We gave the Chrysler Motor Company to Fiat. How much did they pay for it? They didn't have to pay anything. We just gave it to them because we're such nice people. I'm sure it's just coincidence that the CEO and the vice CEO come from the Trilateral Commission, but they're going to start producing cars in Italy. Why would we be giving Chrysler, Chrysler to Fiat so they can produce cars in Italy? Don't ask stupid questions. You obviously don't understand globalism. Globalism is a process by which we transfer America's wealth and America's jobs to other countries. But this has a very altruistic concept. We're redistributing the wealth between nations. American jobs and American wealth are being sent to underdeveloped nations and foreign nations so we can lower the living standards, because why should Americans have so much when so many people have so little? And that is what's really going on, but we can't tell the common people, because the common people wouldn't understand the altruism of the wealthy people like David Rockefeller and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and the other billionaires who think there are too many people in the world. They just got together for a little chat on how we're going to control the world population. Maybe we'll have to have another epidemic. Maybe if we had a black plague sweep the world every generation, then we wouldn't have to worry about so many people in the world. At least that's what Bertrand Russell said in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. Well, you don't want to hear me, because this morning we have a very special guest. Barry Shamus is going to be with us to talk about the other dimension. And you can't understand any of the things I've talked about so far this morning if you look at it logically, but if you understand, there is another agenda, there is another force. There is something mystery and intangible, something mystical, something psychical going on in the world. And with that as a background, Barry, thank you so much to be with us. Again,
I have to point you.
Go right ahead.
I have to talk about something very urgent that really could affect whether I write or not. It's a real mess. My emails are blocked. AT&T have blocked me sending out my articles. I'll tell you the story about the latest block, and perhaps somebody listening has a solution. As you know, I sent you an article by Gmail by a separate... I went on the Internet, and I sent out 100 copies instead of my usual 3,000 because my email program is surveilled and blocked. And yesterday, I had a technician, my webmaster, and his brother, who can do things that I can't do. And I showed him, I'll tell you how it's blocked, how I knew it was blocked by AT&T. You start off with the fact that I have in my list a lot of error emails. In other words, the addresses have changed and I'm too lazy to get rid of them. That will be done in time, but nonetheless, they come back when I send out emails successfully. I sent out this article and none came back. So I sent an email to myself and it didn't come back. Then I lifted up the phone and I called two people on my list to find out if they received the emails. They didn't receive the emails. In short, I knew I was being blocked because AT&T put a notice that I cannot, because of abuse, I'm not allowed to send out emails for so-and-so amount of time. To send out this article, I had to unplug my modem 13 times to send out the emails, and not a one arrived. Now, I'm talking here the Bill of Rights and supposedly my right to freedom of speech expression, which means writing is protected, and AT&T are simply, they're breaking the Bill of Rights. They're criminals. Now, let's analyze why they've done it and when they've done it. It's happened 3 times this year where I couldn't send out articles. And, are you following me so far?
So far, I'm following you.
All right.
Now, I did get the article, but how?
No, you didn't. You got it through Gmail.
What's that?
You got it through the Internet.
All right.
You didn't get it through my email program.
Okay.
I sent out 100 copies to selected people through other programs on the Internet.
Okay.
And just to understand, Gmail allows you 100 messages a day. It doesn't serve my purpose. It's an emergency. Look, when AT&T block, they can't block every site in the world. I went to Gmail and I sent out 100 copies. You got one.
Right.
The other 3,000 copies, they didn't get it. And, you know what the article is.
Sure.
And we'll talk about the latest piece of censorship in time. We'll try and analyze why this deserves to be censored, to be blocked. But just know, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Steve. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry is simply talking about his the fact that his emails have been blocked. He ordinarily sends them out in large blocks, and they simply just blocked him. So what's the situation?
Well, let's now analyze the three times this year when I've been completely cut off. And by the way, it's not a nice feeling knowing you're being surveilled, that they're looking to see what you're writing and deciding whether you deserve email service or not. But that's what's going on. Now,
I talked about the technicians who came yesterday.
I called emergency help to do things on a computer I can't do, and they traced the blockage directly to AT&T. And they, of course, confirmed that my work was blocked and it wasn't sent out. We used their address. They didn't receive what I sent out. A whole bunch of tests. They took pictures of my messages from AT&T that I'm being blocked after sending out this tiny little article I sent out to a small list of a few dozen names blocked. Now, if you bear with me, go over the three times that I've been blocked this year. Time number one was last October, just before the Rabin commemoration day. I had new information on Rabin, and I was on the radio and so forth, blocked. Now, I assume that came from Israel. My email address is an Israeli address, which I've had for, 14, since 95. It's been 14, since 94 even. It's been 15 years. So I keep this address because I built up a business, and I get a lot of mail, and it's, I don't want to throw away the business. I don't want to throw away this address. So I assumed that Israel blocked it. But the next time around, it was in May of this, just recently, when the Pope visited Israel, I wrote an article about an issue that we know well. I'm certain by now you have the basic details that Shimon Peres promised the Pope the old city of Jerusalem to turn it into a Vatican enclave guarded by the United Nations. And I have solid proof about that, that the Pope's visit was to get hegemony over Israeli land and the holy sites of the old city of Jerusalem blocked. I couldn't send it out. So what I did was I went to my webmaster and we sent the article to my entire list through him. And I would write that this article was blocked by AT&T, and we had to use a separate address, and I got it out. It took me 4 days of horrible aggravation until I figured out there was a way to send the article. My emails were blocked because the Pope was coming to Israel, and I exposed the Pope Peres connection and the upcoming handover of Israeli territory to the Vatican and the United Nations, and, blocked, just outright blocked. Now, the third time was this week, and we'll analyze what I wrote that must have really, really ticked off whoever is surveilling me. I wrote an article. It was called Sexual Perversity in Israel and Gaza. All right. In short, I had a film sent to me about a Hamas wedding where 450 Hamas men were, the headlines were that they were marrying toddlers. And you saw these men hand in hand with very young girls, 6, 7 years old, wearing bridal gowns at this mass wedding. And, I thought it was a wedding, but after a day or two, a lot of people who had written that it was not that it was a pedophile wedding wrote and said, no, they're bridesmaids. It wasn't a pedophile wedding. It was a very weird service, mind you, but not a pedophile wedding. And for me, I've got to be honest. I can't. I had to apologize. Believe it or not, to Hamas, which is, you know, you may as well just apologize to the Gestapo. But nonetheless, I have to be honest, or no one is going to accept my credibility. So I sent out an apology, and we'll shortly talk about part two of this article, which I think was the reason it was blocked, was not the apology. It was the Israeli massacre at a homosexual youth club that happened in the same week. Now, just to divide the two, I wrote an article, divided it into two sections. Section one was the Hamas wedding. Section two was the raid on a Tel Aviv homosexual youth club by a masked, a masked man who walked in and shot up the place, killed two people, wounded 15 others, and then somehow escaped into the night and was never found again. And, well, he had accomplices. That's putting it mildly. Now, this is what I sent out. Now, as for the homosexual raid, and it's turning out that I was right about this, I said, the Israeli media is blaming the ultra-Orthodox, who are known to despise homosexuality. Every year they try and put a gay parade in Jerusalem, and tens of thousands of them protest, and they put an end to the gay parade nonstop. They're known as the anti-homosexual Haredim, which means ultra-Orthodox. And I said that this raid was not an individual. This was an operation, a professional killing operation. And I said, I've known this style. I've reported this kind of attack since 1994. I've reported the attack on the settlers and the religious in Israel, where the Shabak, the Israeli Secret Service, to prepare public opinion, will murder. And by the way, I could do an entire show on the murders and the massacres of even Israeli youth. That was in the case of getting Jews out of Gaza. They killed three young soldiers. They disarmed them. They led the PLO into the army base, and they killed them, all to get the Israeli people in the mood to walk out of Gaza. This was done on purpose. The same thing with the homosexuals. The ultra-Orthodox of Israel have been rioting lately. In the streets of Jerusalem, they've been rioting. And the issues, I don't know if it's important to bring up all the issues. There were two of them. One was a public parking lot near the Old City that was open for the Sabbath, and the Orthodox don't like their Sabbath desecrated. The second issue was a mother whose children were taken away from her, an Orthodox lady, for reasons that are more and more being proven accurate. There is a war against these rioting ultra-Orthodox. And after this massacre, it's like the media was ready to blame the Orthodox for murdering teenage Tel Aviv homosexuals. The attacks on the Orthodox have not stopped, as I predicted in this article, that the Israeli public was prepared, with no proof, mind you, no proof whatsoever, that the Orthodox somehow, in opposition to all their behavior and all their patterns of protest, put on a mask, they dressed up a murderer, they shot up homosexuals, he disappeared into the night, he'll never be found. If they find someone, it'll be some patsy to take the blame, but he's gone. I said this was not a raid that the Qadhafi ever in their history have perpetrated. The style is theirs. The style belongs to the Secret Service organization called the Shabak. Now, again, we're talking about two issues in this article. Issue number one, the Hamas pedophile wedding, for which I, by the way, I sent out an apology, and the reaction has been that I'm wrong, that the other apologies, including WorldNet Daily and others, have also sent out apologies against their will, knowing who Hamas is, and that they send suicide bombers into the streets, teenage youngsters with bombs strapped to their bellies, that they've abused children in simply dreadful murderous fashion, but still the wedding was not brides. People wrote me and said, you're wrong, that Sky News, who filmed it, are protecting themselves because Hamas does not like being exposed, and I should have stuck with my original version. It was probably, most likely, or it was the correct one. Nonetheless, there was a wedding. The wedding was weird. The girls who the grooms walked with were toddlers. And who knows? Maybe the apology wasn't necessary. Maybe these the Hamas terror gangs are given infant toddler brides as a reward for loyalty. Nonetheless, I don't think that's the reason my emails were blocked. I think they were blocked because I got the homosexual attack in Tel Aviv absolutely right. And the proof that I have that I got it right in the few emails that have arrived, and they are blocking emails every which way. A woman wrote me and said, this is the third time I've tried to contact you. There's something wrong with your server. I can't get through to you. Somehow she got through. On the third try, she said they arrested a Haredi, an ultra-Orthodox man, on suspicion of inciting violence against homosexuals. This is an old trick in Israel. It was used in the Rabin assassination. They're inciting violence. Like, that's a crime. They've arrested one ultra-Orthodox man for inciting violence against homosexuals. She said, you've got the article right. What I claimed was that this was revenge against the ultra-Orthodox for rioting in Jerusalem and exposing the police brutality against them, which, by the way, in Israel is in all the papers now, how the mother whose children were taken away from her has opened her mouth, and she says she's moving from Israel and she's moving to England, anything to get away from the police. When this happens, the Israeli administration, the establishment, or the shadow government, which is really the truth, the government people don't know is ruling them, they fight back and they murder back. And this raid in Tel Aviv was theirs. They organized it to get revenge against the ultra-Orthodox, which, since I wrote that article, is just falling into place precisely as I predicted. I don't know why AT&T cares about Israel. I really don't understand why they even care about my previous article, the Pope going to Israel. But someone in AT&T finds it extremely dangerous that I exposed not the Hamas wedding, but the homosexual attack in Tel Aviv.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Mary Shamish right here at of the American Freedom Network.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, this morning, Barry Shamish. And, Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website, and, of course, if they'd like to get you to come and speak at their church or synagogue, how they could contact you.
Well, first of all, I need some expert in constitutional law. I've got to deal with AT&T. Now, I could switch companies. It's expensive. They make you pay for the contract if you break it, and then you have to put in a new modem. I could go to Comcast and maybe solve this that way. But I'm really ticked off that this is... You know, I came from Israel where I left because it was getting... very dangerous for me. It was getting hairy there. And I come to the United States, and you've got a big problem here with censorship. At the highest level, your emails, whoever you are read, and in my case, they are blocked. And I want to do something about it. I'm going to leave my phone number. If anyone has a suggestion how to actually take AT&T to court, if there's any way that some attorney will work pro bono on this and sue them for tons, this really has got to stop. I'm going to leave you my phone number, and that is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079 if you've got a practical solution. By the way, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to do the same thing before I talk about the issue. Well, you know the issue tomorrow. We're going to do the Giants. But this is just butt into my life, and I can't professionally do the job that I do. I can't do it when I'm being blocked. As for my books, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. You click books, and then you write my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll see the my books. And my website is, as always, www.barrychamish.com. Now, are you still interested in this topic?
You're speaking of your being blocked or the...
Well, that's... It's the reasons why.
All right. Yeah, well, you feel, of course, it's because you brought out the fact that the attack on the homosexual center was simply the standard technique that's used to try to discredit somebody. They want to discredit the Orthodox Jews, and I've seen this sort of thing done here. They use these techniques to manipulate the public all the time.
Well, there's enough massacres in this country that make no sense whatsoever to say that it's going on here as well. And again, this is not the time to delve into how many massacres in schools and McDonald's and wherever else you want have in fact been manipulated by a shadow government that does exist here. But my concern is always Israel. Now, I'm going to go back where I was proven right again to the previous time that I was absolutely blocked, was in May before the Pope arrived in Israel. And again, I was proven, well, right on the money. What I said, and I proved over the years, it's conclusive, by the way, there isn't room for any doubt that Paris promised the Vatican, the old city of Jerusalem. I suppose on your archives, somebody can listen to this very long story. I'm not going to do it right now. Or you get my books. The Vatican story goes way back. Wow, it goes all the way back. I exposed it in 95 or 6. It goes back to my early books. But what I said was that the plan, the overall plan of Oslo, was to get Israel to give up the old city of Jerusalem, all the holy sites, hand it over to the Vatican, which would create an enclave guarded by the United Nations. That was their wacko plan. Well, what do you know? It hasn't been 2 weeks since America sent a delegation to Netanyahu with all the big shots from the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. The works, you know, Mitchell, CFR, General James Jones, and Dennis Ross. The gang all showed up on different days to pressure Netanyahu into. Now, here is the report that you received and my readers received, and it didn't just come from anyone. The report I said came from UPI and from Yediot Ahronot, the biggest paper in Israel, that Secretary of State Clinton and General Jim Jones had received a final plan for Jerusalem and the West Bank, and I quoted it. It's in two parts. One is the West Bank, where Israelis are allowed to travel on only three roads. I know which three roads they are. By the way, I could go into this. I know which roads lead to the settlements, one going south to Hebron, one to Ariel, and one to Karnei Shimron. Those are the three roads. And Israelis would be forced to take passports with them. And by the way, to get, you know, from Karnei Shimron back into green Israel, the Israel before 67, is a whole 10 minutes. For that 10-minute drive, Israelis have to carry a passport. And they're given a GPS apparatus that tells who knows who where they are. And if they go off the roads, well, international, multinational forces will arrest the Israelis if they make a mistake. A mistake. It's ridiculous. But if they get off the road for any reason, mistake or no mistake, they will be arrested by the multinational forces guarding these three roads. Believe it or not, this was presented to Hillary Clinton, and this is your actual State Department policy. It's, now, here comes Jerusalem. We're way back in 94. It doesn't matter, 94 or 95. I first reported, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at the American Freedom Network.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry, go right ahead.
Okay, now, I know you're a little disappointed we had a separate discussion plan, but we'll get to it next week. By the way, do you phone me tomorrow or do I phone you?
Tomorrow I call you.
Okay, if anyone's listening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we will talk about the return of the Giants, and possibly we'll do this next week. But now let's go back to why
We do have a caller on the line. Why don't we take the caller? Who's calling?
Hello, my name is Marvin in Colorado.
Hi, Marvin. How are you? Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Comment. If Barry would like some help with his internet problem, he probably should talk to a guy named Randy Kelton, jurisimprudence.com.
I need a pen for this. Randy Kelton is the man's name, K-E-L-T-O-N.
That's right.
All right, I'm writing this down. I appreciate this a lot.
Jurisimprudence.com?
Oh, Lord. Hold on, you caught me off guard here. What.com?
Jurisimprudence?
That's a long, tough word. Spell it.
J-U-R-I-M.
Oh, Lord, my pen doesn't work. Do you have my phone number?
No, I don't.
Write it down quickly and call me after the show, please.
I don't. Let me grab a pen here.
Yeah, I've got the same problem. This is coming out of the blue, and I wasn't prepared for such quick reaction.
Okay, go ahead.
904-315-8079. Right. And I'll take it down when we've got a little more time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. We want to keep Barry sending out his emails. I always look forward to getting them. So pick up the story there. Go ahead.
Right. Now, why I was blocked in May, we're talking about the Pope coming to Jerusalem, that Paris had promised the Vatican, the old city of Jerusalem, guarded by UN troops. You know what? It all came true just 2 weeks ago, less, as a matter of fact, when the final U.S. plan for Israel was released by UPI and Yedioth Ahronot. Let's talk about part two of what they got planned for us, and that's the old city of Jerusalem. Lo and behold, the old city will be guarded by multinational troops who can arrest, well, Israelis or Palestinians for whatever reasons they feel like they have the power to arrest, and I assume try them. God knows where, but that's part one. Part two is the Temple Mount, which I assume includes the Western Wall. Maybe it's just the mosque and the shrine. Maybe it's not the Western Wall, but it doesn't matter because the multinational troops surround the whole old city. So one way or another, multinational troops will be on the Temple Mount with the privilege of being able to arrest anyone they feel like. Now, as shocking as this sounds, it's going to become reality very, very soon, because this is the actual American State Department diplomacy, and I wrote that in May before the Pope arrived in Jerusalem, and I couldn't send out the email. I had to send it out through a separate... It was a big mess. I had to send my email list, and I had to use Gmail, and it went through a separate address altogether. What they put me through was horrible, simply horrible. Now, I'm going to add why we know that this May article was blocked. Netanyahu met with Obama, 2 months ago? He came back to Jerusalem and gave a speech at Yeshivat Rav Mirkaz, also victimized by a bloody attack, which I believe was organized by the Israeli Secret Services as well. But he gave a speech where suddenly a brand new issue was presented to the nation. Netanyahu said the Israeli flag will continue to fly over the Western Wall, that they will not replace it, as Obama had demanded, by a UN flag. You know, as crazy as it sounds, that actually as everything I say is actually. I never say anything that isn't actually. This actually took place where suddenly Israelis were applauding Netanyahu for keeping the Israeli flag flying over the Western Wall, and standing up to Obama, who wanted all Israeli flags removed and replaced by the UN flag. So way back in May, when I'm writing about the papal visit, which, by the way, really was a flop. The Pope didn't get what he wanted. My writing had an effect. The people protesting the Pope were actually for years on my list. Apparently, I'm doing more work that's succeeding than I realize. But all I know is that since May, my emails not only have been blocked, I got $600 in bills from AT&T this month. $600. I have a lovely woman at AT&T who is supposedly going to sort this out. She doesn't understand how this could have happened. She is confused about why AT&T would bill me for an $80 internet and phone service. One bill was $430, the next was $178. She doesn't understand. This is, I'm being shut down. I want you to know that, that in America, which, by the way, I like living in America, and I like the American people, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else for the time being anyways, but it's the same as Israel. It's a shutdown operation.
There are real problems here, and I'm sure that the certain people they don't like. And since you tell the truth, they don't like you. Anyway, God bless you. Barry, we'll talk to you tomorrow at
God is. Thank you very much.
7 o'clock Eastern Time.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Candace Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575. And mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. But right now, Chris, I want to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do have about 60 outlets every week where we try to bring people the truth about what's going on. Believe me, there are some very real problems we face. We have a phony swine flu epidemic. Checked it out as of the 31st of July. Why, 1,152 people had died throughout the entire world. 1,152 people died We lose over 3,000 people every day, and I think probably far more than that, from malaria, which is preventable, but they will not allow it to be prevented by using DDT because, of course, there is a population control problem, and they want to kill off as many people as they can. We lose over 6,000 people a day with the AIDS epidemic, which is controllable if they would simply allow the use of standard and effective public health measures to stop the spread of the disease. They won't do that. So why are they so concerned about the fact that pandemic in its entire course, it's only killed a little over 1,000 people? Why? It's because they want to give everybody a vaccine. Why do they want to give everybody an unproven, untested, dangerous vaccine? And I think it's dangerous because it's going to have squalene in it, and aluminum and mercury, and all sorts of things that are toxic to your body. And they want you to take not one but two shots. Well, that's a subject for another morning, and we'll go into the background. But there really is a population control agenda. Maybe it's just to make money. Maybe it's just a diversion. Maybe there's some other reason, but it is not because of the danger of swine flu or Mexican flu or call it what you will. We're being put on. You need to get my material on vaccines. We have a four-tape set on vaccines. We have a new four-CD set called Vaccine Update 2009. We have a great DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub, and with that you get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of government documents showing they know they're poisoning our children and they're destroying their mind, and between one in every 60 and one in every 90 children is autistic today, and they've been poisoned by the public health officials and people from the CDC who've concealed the truth about the epidemic. And we know they've concealed the truth because Dr. Geyer got the transcripts of and copies of conversations and emails sent within the CDC saying, we've got to lie to the American people. You can get that in a book called The Sacred Spark. The Sacred Spark. It's a good new book we're carrying, going into the background of how they're lying to the American people as they poison our children and destroy their lives and their families. So, and then we have a great book. It's called Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? And so you want to get Sacred Spark, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? We have a small little book on autism. It is basically a summary of the congressional hearings, totally blacked out by the controlled medium, and finally a DVD entitled Vaccines and Brain Development, because vaccines do interfere with brain development. That's why they start out in the nursery, where they'll do the most harm. With an unnecessary vaccine, there is no justification for a hepatitis B vaccination given to our children. No medical justification that they're giving them anyway, and frightening parents into taking them. You need to become informed. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV or, because America is a good time from within today. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with the mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725. I'm
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.